Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sippy seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Movies!
Coming to you once again from one of my favorite clubs in one of my favorite cities. It's the Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. It's Saturday, June 2nd, Two Oceans 18. It's 100 degrees outside. So show me some hot name tags. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to faint. Wow. The Janking of Pelham, 1, 2, 3. A very janky drawing. Show the whole crowd your drawing that you made. Look at this shit. Hang on. It gets better. What girls?
Mian girls.
Mian girls? And what's your name?
Ian.
Ian? Okay, show everybody this garbage. But you're up front, it's fluorescent, so you never know what's gonna happen. Yours is super complicated. I can't even focus on what's going on with your name tag. Mercedes, your name's Mercedes. Dial M for Mercedes. Okay. Drag Me to Michelle has some fucking Skittles. Like that's what happens when you get dragged to hell, is there's lots of Skittles. You swim in a pool of Skittles. I like this bowling pin that says, "There will be Brian." And it's got blood on it, so probably an actual murder weapon. But great job, you guys. We always get the big name tags here in Texas, and I appreciate your involvement. Doug plugs, next Saturday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the second, this is the first secret group. The second secret group, it's still a secret, in Houston, Texas, at 4:20. Wednesday, June 13th, Douglas Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It's Saturday, June 16th. We're going to be doing Douglas Movies at Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis. Gas. For more dates and deets and ticket links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
Well, that was, except for that extra yay over there. I was right, I was about to say that was perfect, and then the guy goes, yay. I don't know what the town that does it perfectly is going to win, but it's going to be amazing. Probably a trip with me or something. To the whole audience. I pulled out the best prize from the bag first. As previously discussed, Peacemaker bong. That's Christmassy. Never too early for that. Also in the prize bag, I mean, this is a very special prize bag. In addition to what my four guests are going to bring out here, you're also going to get some Douglas Movie stickers, a copy of my album Smug Life, and this is freaking precious. A few weeks back, I believe it was in May, around the 6th, one of my guests thought it would be fun to include in the prize bag a drawing he made that spoils the end of Infinity War. And I said, I don't even want the one person that wins the bag to have the movie spoiled if they haven't seen it yet. So it's by our friend Adam Burke, and it's a picture of Thanos, and he's disappearing. He's falling apart. And it says, what the? Oh, yeah, I guess by my own rules, my own plan, there was exactly a 50% chance that I'd be one of the people killed at the end of this movie. So it's a beautiful drawing of that. And apologies to anyone who's still behind on Infinity War. But even, that's not, you can still probably enjoy it. All that's in the prize bag, plus what my guests brought. Do you want to meet my guests? Yeah. Holy shit, Austin. You know him, you love him. Please give it up for Raul Sanchez, Alex Diamond, Scoot McNary, and Trey Gallion. Oh, they're all here. This is exciting. One was running late, but they're all here. I talked slowly enough at the beginning to give everybody a chance to arrive. Thank you all for being here. Let's meet them individually, starting with Texas, San Antonio, now New York City, comedy phenom. Raul Sanchez is here, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
First time guest on the show, headlining all weekend here at Cab City Comedy Club. Excited to have you. The last time I was here at Cab City, coincidentally, you were headlining that weekend. Oh, and okay. I saw you on, you had to do morning television, where you go in and explain how comedy works to a couple adults sitting on a couch. I think you handled it pretty well, but isn't that weird when you have to do that?
It was fucking bizarre, man.
Yeah, you have to sit there like, how does comedy work? And you're like, well, the explanation is not going to be funny. Why don't you set me up for one of my jokes or something? Like, it's weird. But I thought you handled yourself well. Now you're back here, but you live in New York City now?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn now.
Yeah, and how's that going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
So I'm not going to lie, bro. I think I'm too high, man.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty, but it's impossible to be too high for this show because it doesn't matter what anybody says at any point.
Yeah, I've tested that theory thoroughly.
Yeah. Trey's been too high for it every fucking time. And yet, and he manages to be a recurring guest and also a thorn in the side of the other guests. But You'll see about that later. There's no reason to get into that now. But thanks for being here, and just you know, just keep us posted how you're doing. Like,
yeah, because I don't
definitely
smoke like
hydrate.
You
should have some water, maybe.
Yeah,
do you
drinking,
have a water?
I've been
or do you
water.
Want? Do you want a cocktail?
No, I gotta go up on stage.
You got two. He's got two shows to do tonight. He's too high at 4:35, but has two shows this evening at 7:30 and whenever the later one is, and probably 10, maybe 9:30. Listen,
they'll probably tell you. They're not going to leave it entirely in your hands to figure out when to go on stage. I bet.
Just don't leave the building, man. You'll be fine.
Oh, there's a great
I'm wearing
couch.
The same stuff I wore last night. No,
now you're embarrassing yourself.
I'm a heavy drinker, and I woke up like at 2, and then I got really high, and then I forgot that I was supposed to be here. They're like 10 minutes ago, and I was like, oh, fuck.
You got it together, though, man. You're an American hero. Let's say hello to the gentleman to your left. It's Alex Diamond, everybody.
Hey, hello.
I'm sad to say that the reason that Alex and I met each other is, you know, that bridge has been burnt to the ground. But we're still friends, and I'm still happy to have him here. He was, of course, an integral part of the Jason and Deb show, and a game on the show was called Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Mm-hmm. After this, Alex, he's come on the show and run us through a few rounds of his own game. And now you're no longer with Jason and Deb.
No.
Now that they died in a horrible crash.
Yeah.
No, they're still going on without you. I don't know how they do it. But you've moved on to, is greener pastures the right expression?
In that there's a lot more money. Yes.
Money, yes. Green right. money, pastures. And you're with some sort of tech startups kind of situation?
Yeah. Like Shia LaBeouf, I'm not famous anymore. And I...
Yeah, just like him.
He had a thing.
He's simultaneously both not famous anymore.
Yeah.
And...
And I moved on to work for a company that would pay me in real money and not Cap City Comedy Club vouchers. So,
well, did promise you an occasional appearance on Doug Loves Movies, so I don't know why that wouldn't count as legal tender.
I'm not still living off of them right now.
But it's great to have you, and we won't be playing. We'll bury that game for today.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I know.
I'm always embarrassed when I lose.
Exactly. There's no reason to drag you through it if you created the game. It's like when Leonard Maltin plays the Leonard Maltin game. It just does not go well. And we got other games lined up, though, and you are my my favorite to win today.
Any good at that game.
That wasn't your game, Scoot?
That wasn't my game. I'm glad that game's gone.
I just gotta start off with the headband.
Oh, hey.
It's a really...
I was passed out in a pool 20 minutes ago. And my wife was like, babe, you gotta go to Doug's show. And
who said that?
My wife.
My wife!
Who I like to say, it's her birthday today, and she's here.
Yay!
So.
She's the best. Yeah, I said, Scoot, do you want to be on Doug Loves Movies on whatever today is, June 2nd? And he said, that's my wife's birthday. And I wrote back, it's only from 4:30 to 6. And that was that apparently worked. You can still take her out. You going out for a nice dinner after this?
Oh, yeah, on a motorcycle ride.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It was around sunset?
Yeah.
Riding around on your motorcycles?
Right when the heat comes down. God, it's so hot here.
It's so hot.
We could do a whole show on how hot it is here.
Yeah, people would not come because... That's the state of mind you want, is to just not think about it. You don't want a whole show dedicated to it. There's a matinee of Lawrence of Arabia down the street. Theater is empty. So, Scoot, I wrote them down this time because I just want to give you credit for, like, people don't... It's Scoot McNairy, everybody. And, Every time I mention you to somebody, they're like, who? And then I say some of the things you're in, and they go, I've seen all those things. Who's in all those things? It can't possibly be the same person. Fargo, War Machine, Halt and Catch Fire, Godless. What is Legacy of a Whitetail Deer Hunter? What's that? It's
Danny McBride and Josh Brolin. Yeah, it's a comedy on these this guy that takes his son hunting. And Danny McBride plays the guy who films. It's kind of like a Bill Dance, the Fisherman Show, but for hunting.
Sold.
Are you a super serious character, or you get to be funny too?
He's the white-tailed deer.
Shut up, Alex.
It's funny.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like Eastbound and Down and the Vice Principals, there's some characters that come in and they're just hard asses, and the funny part is just how not funny they are. And then there's funny characters, and you could do either easily.
I think he's a douchebag.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it's funny.
Yes, it's funny. Yeah.
Funny douchebag.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. And what are you? You're in season 3 of True Detective.
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Way is it go, like a man. Pair of detectives again? Is that the basic idea?
I'll be honest with you.
Be honest with us.
Lie to me, though.
The story and the scripts are really good. I really don't want to give out any information.
Oh, I love it. No info, you guys. He's not going to tell you that the detective team is Jeff Goldblum and Kurt Russell.
Oh, man, you just ruined it.
How amazing would that be now that I just cast it?
There's more seasons.
Yeah, there is. Hopefully. You know, that second one, I guess, tried to drag the whole thing down, but... there were aspects that I enjoyed of it very much that season. I like Rachel McAdams a lot. But anyway, Trey Gallion is here.
Hey, guys.
Austin comedy phenom, moved to New York City.
Wait a minute.
Phenomenizing over there as well.
Performing like, this week also at Cap City.
Club. Yeah, you know, Raul knows the way to go. He knows the route.
Can't say that I laid that path, but...
Yeah, but you're in Brooklyn even, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there you go.
I was there first, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. See, yeah, that's all I was doing, was trying to start some conflict. But Trey, I don't usually need to encourage him. He's been very mean to some people on the show.
But just people I didn't know.
Right, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, be fucking harsh on strangers.
Yeah, man, I don't trust them.
Once you know somebody, you're right. Sweetie.
Yeah, then we're
okay.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a big teddy bear.
So let's pretend you met Scoot and
go
Alex.
Easy on
you want a hug,
man?
I'll give you a hug. No.
He doesn't want your hug.
That's fine.
Yeah. Sounded aggressive.
I'm glad I didn't wear a headband today.
I go hard on people that I know really well.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
things just
shit.
Got weird at the end of the line here.
Shit.
We'll see where it goes.
I just want to keep asking Scoot if he needs to get back on tour with Loverboy. All right, so thanks for being here. And we have a prize bag that I've told everybody what I'm going to contribute to it. But let's start with Scoot. What'd you bring this time? You've been known for stealing things from your friends.
Nope.
What do you have this time?
This is a summer bag.
Okay. Oh, a frisbee.
Oh, a frisbee.
Slow down, there's more.
Is that a Halt and Catch Fire frisbee?
It is. Without the Halt and Catch Fire on it.
/ rolling tray.
For any summer projects that may come along.
A brush?
There's more.
Okay.
If anyone wants to get involved in any summer creative writing.
Not one pencil, but two.
Two pencils,
just in case one breaks.
You can break one and still have a thought.
And
you can finish.
For anybody that wants to light their yard, these are solar lights. Ooh.
They go on your fence and they're designer, which makes them nicer. And not only that, there's two in that
one. Steal all this stuff from a neighbor's garage.
And there's another one, so you get a total of four. You can light your whole pathway. Summer projects.
Oh, I love it. Really thoughtful explanation for those random items. I love it. Trey, what do you got?
Instead of a barf bag, I have a Bucky's bag because we're in Texas, right?
Cleanest then, bathrooms.
Oh, for real,
good
dude.
Good God.
Yeah, man, if you got to take a shit, go to Bucky's, dude. It'll be comfortable. And the solid walls. It's not just like a partition. It's like
they have
wide
nice
walls.
Bathrooms in Bucky's,
yeah.
They do.
Oh, yeah. Let's all go to Bucky's, huh? Go take a shit. You guys want to do that? Where's the closest one?
I think it's important to build a wall around Trey's recent Mexican food experience.
Nah, man, it's been all barbecue this trip, so I'm pretty clogged up. We're good.
We're good?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys are good. I'll be all right in about 3 or 4 days, hopefully. We'll see how it goes. All right, so... I got to go on a tour of Grad Labs on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right. So I was like, hey, I'm going to be on Doug Loves Movies. You got some shit you want me to give away? And they were like, yes, we do. So you get one of their four-chambered grinders with the little clear spot in the middle so you can see whatever it is that you ground up.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. It could be some mushrooms, too. I ain't gonna, you know, you grind them up and it's more surface area to get absorbed by your...
Faster.
Yeah, there's a science to it. And this is one of their cool little banana rocker steamrollers.
Looks like a penis.
Yeah. So you get to suck on that dick. And then one of their exclusive 420 party t-shirts. Yeah, yeah.
That's a nice bag.
Yeah, it's
I like
cool.
That bag because you can wear it like a backpack and it's got a beaver on it.
Right.
All right, Alex. The gauntlet's really been thrown down.
I know.
On the gift bag.
So I pull up my trash bag here.
And then your other trash bag.
Yeah. This was an Amazon package that was sent to me that happened to hold all the stuff that I needed. And I did realize about a second before I walked out the door that my all my contact information is on the outside. So I stripped that off. That was
good. Oh, wow. That was a close one.
Yeah, near miss.
You give one of these people your address, they're going to take over your life.
It happened to Shia.
I got some comics from Free Comic Book Day that just happened.
Oh, yeah,
recently.
Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah. I got a DVD of Munich that's been sitting in my closet for a long, long time.
If you need some laughs, there's nothing better than Munich.
Speaking of a DVD full of laughs, I have The Way to Happiness, a video version of the L. Ron Hubbard tract that they try to hand you on the sheet, like on the street.
It's funny they did a whole DVD of it because The Way to Happiness is it's just right over here. Over in this shady spot where people are gathering in a circle.
Hold on to these cans. It won four awards that were all from a Scientology festival. So it's probably really good. Stair car came through town and I got a Vote Bluth sticker. So you got
sexist.
That going for you. What's that?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Really.
And I've been the last couple times I brought like something that I made personally. I made some perler beads of
perler
your face.
Perler beads, yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking Chris Cubis was going to be here because he is here like almost every time that I've been
here. He's on a lot of times here in Austin.
So I went ahead and made a Chris Cubis perler and then found out he's not going to be here. So at the last minute, I threw together one for the a little Coheed and Cambria perler that I made because I'm super hyped by that new song out right now, Dark Sentencer.
And I made it into this crowd. The Chris Cubis one would have been better.
I know. But yeah,
that's
so
still nice of you.
Since you probably don't care
there's
about
more? There's
that
still
as
more?
Much, another handmade item what by a friend of mine. This was for her Halloween costume.
Oh my God!
It's a backpack that is for Bowser from Mario.
Oh, look at that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What?
So you just slip on this spiked turtle shell, and then you can be Bowser.
Wow.
And I threw in there a piggy bank that's a promo for my new job, Z5 Inventory. If any hospital CFOs or material management, is that like a big market for you?
Holy shit, dude.
Do a lot of those listen to the show?
Yeah, I hear from them all the time.
Okay. Z5Inventory.com.
Wow. All right. Sorry about this, Raul. I didn't know that the person in front of you would bring all their stuff. What'd you bring?
Dude. You know
what did you bring, Raul?
Yesterday, Trey told me everything I was supposed to do.
Oh yeah, but you did tell us that story about getting drunk and then getting high.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was gonna say it again.
All right, so
I do have these things. These are my mother's.
What? No, don't.
You know what? I want you guys to have them.
Don't give away your mother's pipes.
She's not using them anymore.
All right, if you don't mind, we'll put his mother's pipes are in the bag. Thank you, Raul. Thank you, everybody. There's more than enough stuff to start a terrible yard sale. It's really a Kickstarter for a yard sale. And I got a question to ask all of you. We'll start with Scoot there on the end. I know you're busy shooting, like you're just in town here for a day or two. For what are you celebrating?
Man, I live here.
Yeah, but what are you celebrating this weekend?
My wife's birthday.
My wife's! And what was the last movie you saw, like in any format?
I watched All the Money in the World probably 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah, getting around to your award screeners?
No, I was on a plane. I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it?
The plane landed.
Yeah, that'll ruin a great movie.
And it's not like you're going to go rent it again and then go to the end and finish it. It's kind of
well, especially
it
when it's
it.
Based on a true story that you might know how it ended. Did you know about that whole thing, the Getty kidnapping?
Yeah. What do you think really happened? You think he kidnapped himself?
Whatever really happened, I know Mark Wahlberg wasn't involved. He was an interesting choice. Now there's like a new version of it that's going to be somewhere like a TV limited series or something telling that same story again. So I can't wait.
Well, I'll wait for that.
Right.
And then.
All right. But you did you like it? Did you say what you thought of it?
Yeah, I liked it. But did you guys see the Wow Wow Country documentary?
No.
Maybe
I can't speak for everybody.
Word.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, I recommend everybody go
over
and watch it tonight. I can't put it all into.
All right. Wow Wow Country.
Yeah. Wild Wild.
Wild Wild.
Blow your mind.
Trey, it's like a documentary on a country that's so wild that you have to say wild twice.
That sounds like a place for me.
It's twice as wild as a typical country.
Yeah, let's go.
And keep in mind where we live now.
Wild, wild. One wild. Well, Austin's like half a wild now, actually.
What?
Yeah.
It's a chill wild.
Yeah.
Chill wild. That, take it, you guys.
You gotta.
Don't reject
enough.
It. What was the last movie you saw, Trey?
Book Club.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, that's true. I did not.
I was fucking excited to talk to somebody about talk about book club.
No. I saw that.
Because based on the trailer, it looks like they have an entire feature film
based on
around the notion that four women decide to read 50 Shades of Grey and then try to act out parts of it.
100. We all lived that. We all experienced that ourselves. I don't need to go see a movie about it.
Just seems wild to me. I kind of want to see it.
But not wild, wild.
I kind of want to see it in that way where, like, I will never see it.
Yes, yes.
That's how I kind of want to see it.
That's definitely how I
So what did you
see
really see? Stop lying to us.
The new Deadpool.
Deadpool 2?
Deadpool 2.
You know I like accurate titles.
Deadpool.
And how'd you enjoy that?
I did. I enjoyed it a bunch.
Right? I think it really held up, kept the whole thing going nicely from the first one.
Yeah, man.
You can't always be as surprising as the first one. That's a given. But they still did a great job with it, I thought.
Yeah, they did they had a couple surprises and some good running jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the running jokes.
Really good callbacks to the first movie. Like, you kind of need to know the first one to even get them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right.
Yeah, I approve.
All right.
All right.
Well, now it's going to make some money.
I hope so, you know. I really do.
Yeah, it was,
seems like it might be struggling.
They deserve it so great, but now that Trey Gallion said, I approve. What do you think there, Alex Diamond? Do you have a latest movie you'd like to tell us about?
Last night I finished Lupin the Third. It is not a new movie. That's from 1979.
All right, Raul, what... Yep.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Loop, what? Lupin?
Lupin the Third. It's the first movie that Miyazaki directed.
Uh-huh.
And,
Wait, no. No, don't that.
Yeah, I know Miyazaki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the Studio Ghibli stuff, the Howl's Moving Castle,
yeah,
Spirited Away.
Yeah, you know Studio Ghibli, right? Yeah.
Sure, yes. No. Not at all.
Yeah, so it was the first one that he ever did, and I'd never seen that one of, like, his, you know, massive oeuvre, and
Scoot, have you ever been the voice in an anime? Because they cast American actors in the anime sometimes for the American version.
Yeah, I did a voiceover for an anime once.
Yeah, what was it?
Fuck, I'm trying to remember. Cop or ex-cop or super cop or
super cop. Tiger cop.
Yeah. So, it was funny.
Robot zombie cop.
Babe, do you know the name of that
Champion
movie?
Fun Zone cop.
Anyway.
Samurai Ninja cop.
No, I thought I'd say it. You guys would be like, it's something cop. And that didn't happen.
Is it something something cop? No. Definitely baby cop. RoboCop 2 cop. The Godfather cop. Towering Inferno cop.
I thought it was Super Cop or something.
Okay, Super Cop or something. But that's cool.
No, not really.
I only asked you so that Alex would stop talking about that movie.
I was ready.
Raul, what was the last movie you saw?
I just saw that movie Coco.
Coco.
Yeah.
Great movie. All right. The Pixar film.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it meet your expectations? Because there's a lot of hype behind that one.
It was. I thought it was a phenomenal movie.
Right?
Incredible, yeah.
All right. I still got to watch it.
Yeah, you should, man.
Yeah.
Really good.
I'm just afraid of skeletons.
That movie's harrowing.
Even if you weren't Hispanic, you'd think it was a good movie.
Whoa, bro. What the fuck?
What?
Even if you weren't Hispanic, you'd think it was a good movie?
I'd like to think so. Yeah.
All right. I'm just checking.
Well, I mean, you never know, right?
I've talked to a lot of people who hate Hispanics, but they love Coco. It's very lovable, and that's... That in and of itself is awesome. Thanks for answering that question, you guys. Turn it off, Bert. I'm about to say, let the games begin! We got name tags. Each one of you needs to select a name tag that you'd like to play on behalf of. during the competition today. And just pick one that speaks out to you. Go grab it from them and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to tell you about an upcoming show that I'm excited for on Tuesday, June 19th. I'll be back at the Kansas City Improv doing stand-up with a special guest, and we will play a game from Doug Loves Movies at the end of the show. Probably Last Man Stanton. So bone up on that and bring your name tags, and maybe you'll get selected and get to play and win a bunch of prizes. Should be a good time. Always a fun time in Kansas City. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back from a very emotional, name tag choosing ceremony. I feel like the host of The Bachelor. That was one of the most dramatic name tag choosing ceremonies ever. Who are you playing for, Scoot?
Chelsea.
And what? Why? What's the name tag? It's Manchester by the Chelsea.
Which rhymes with C.
Yeah. That worked out good.
It's actually, part of
it's
the name.
It's just in there. Right.
It's great, good. I like it, Chelsea.
Great movie. Very emotional.
Regardless of what these people say.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a Kenneth Lonergan production?
Me? No. Yeah. No.
No, I was asking Trey. He does a lot of community theater.
Yeah. They haven't called yet. I'm waiting.
I have. I'm sorry. I have been in one of his productions. I did This Is Our Youth.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably, that was 12 years ago or something. But he wasn't a part of it. We were just putting up the play.
Yeah. That's all I meant, because I figured you had been, because he's an amazing writer.
Great playwright. Yeah.
All right. What do you got there, Trey?
I'm playing for Drew, and it's Friday the 13th. Part 7, the Drew Blood. On Saturday the 2nd, Doug is back, but this time, someone's waiting. I tried to help it out.
If I would have seen that, I would have canceled the show. It seems like my life might be in danger.
Yeah, just done.
And it's a good thing there are no hockey players here today, because I would think they were going to murder me.
Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 is tonight, though.
I mean, goalies specifically, they don't all wear masks.
Well, now they do. It's a rule.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Every hockey player wears a mask?
No, they all wear face guards, but the goalies all have to wear masks. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, wait, is it?
Jason wears a goalie mask, right?
Man, we Fast Times at Ridgemont hide the fuck out of that van before the show.
All right.
I thought you said the opposite
Alex.
Of that.
Alex, what name tag did you get a hold of?
I got There Will Be Brian. It's a bowling pin that has splatter with blood.
Yep.
Very, very violent.
We talked to him earlier.
Tags.
Everybody loves it. It's on a stick. Who doesn't love anything on a stick?
Yeah.
It's on a stick.
Delicious bowling pin on a stick.
Yeah.
And Raul, what'd you come up with? I know it was difficult.
It's, what, do I say the name of the guy or the name
of the
guy?
Yeah, on the front. Don't read John... anything from the back.
What? That's a secret.
Don't read any of the stuff on the back.
All right. Damn
I know,
it.
I know. I didn't tell him that part on purpose.
It's compelling.
Anyway.
Trey, I told him to tell him about the shithead.
Yeah, you did.
This is Home Alone 2. A Chris Cuba's film, and I picked it because the drawings are so ugly.
Wow!
But the in an attractive way, like the Elephant Man, you know.
Man.
Where it, like it's drawn to you. I guess it's a better word.
Is you it, were drawn to the ugliness.
Yes. Look at these
of
guys.
The drawing.
Is it supposed to be dug in the middle? Can anyone confirm that?
I bet you it is.
Because it looks like a child, but a child who has a pedophile mustache.
No, that's me. All right, Raul. Just throw that on the ground. Like, don't worry that it ever happened.
All right.
Don't think about it. But it might come into play later because on the back is written, they've written down somebody they have some sort of vendetta or anger against. And then I have to call that person out at the end of the show. If you lose, consolation prize.
Interesting.
Anybody can win today, though, because that's how this show works.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Anybody. Trey, have you ever won?
Yeah, I've won a couple times.
Yeah, see, anybody can win.
See? Alex is clearly my favorite today, though.
Scoots beat me one time. I beat Scoot one time. So
I was
we're
just
back
about to
even.
Ask if I've ever won before.
Yeah.
I have.
At least once.
All right.
Yeah, I know you've had a good record. I was making fun of Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went well for a minute.
Yeah, this panel looks like you're just got off work at a gas station in Portland. Well, you guys have to do the pumping because it's illegal to pump your own gas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you dress that way. All right.
It all makes sense now.
I never been to Oregon.
Really?
No.
You've shot movies in probably like 40 states, right? 15, 22.
I never been to Oregon.
Just head west until you see all white people. The first game we're going to play tonight is called How Did This Shit... What did this... How much did this shit make? How much did this shit make?
That title got a lot longer since the last time I played it.
Yeah, I've been stretching it out because the show's too short. it's called How Much Did This Shit Make? And basically the idea is I'm going to tell you guys the name of a movie, and each of you gets one guess of how much you think it made, and the closest without going over wins this particular game. And we'll start with Raul and go just down the line to Alex and Trey and Scoot. And
this is worldwide.
Sometimes I think going last is actually better in this game. Who knows? Depends on how good Raul's guess is.
Domestic or worldwide?
Yeah, what's a...
This will be North America.
Including Canada, okay.
I'd say adjusted for inflation, but the movie is Hurricane Heist, released on March 9th of this year and out of theaters by May 10th. In its 63 days of release, which is not uncommon even for a hit, but 63 days of release, how much money, without going over, Price is Right style, do you think it made, Raul Sanchez?
$1.7 million.
Okay, that's pretty big failure.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Is it? Was it that bad? I mean, the movie.
No, it was not. We did a choose your own pancake, master pancake mockery of it the other night here at the Ritz Alamo Draft House, and it's terrible. It's not even like Sharknado fun. It's just sort of like, oh yeah, okay, I get it. There's a heist going on and a hurricane. That's how confused it was. At one point, I thought it was a tornado. I had to turn on the Weather Channel to follow this movie.
And in the, so I guess there's probably not going to be a sequel where the hurricane joins the gang, huh?
I don't know, but like the hurricane is very unhelpful to both law enforcement and criminals.
Yeah.
Like it's just it levels the playing field. Like the criminals are like, oh no, we can't get in trouble during a hurricane. No, now there'll just be more people running around fucking getting thrown around by a hurricane. It's really dumb. How much do you think it made, Alex?
I'm gonna go with $200, please.
Whoa. That is ridiculous. What do you think there, Trey?
That's a smart bid. It was out, I mean, it was out for a couple weeks. So it had to be, I don't know, I'll go 11 mil.
Wow, that's bold.
Is it really?
11 million.
I ain't even heard of this movie.
Yeah, me neither.
Then why are you going with 11 mil?
Because I figure that's a good round number. I have no fucking idea, dude. I was going to go a dollar, but then he fucked up my whole plan going with 200.
So I should just land right there in the middle with like a... I think it's bold, too. Yeah.
No, 1.9. No audience guesses, please.
1.9. Give me 2.5.
2.5
dollars.
Yes, because that's how people talk about dollars. They throw a point in there. Listen, I got $10.05. May I have that $11 item?
See what I mean? Austin's changed, man.
All right, so to recap, Raul said a number, then... Raul said 1.7. Alex said $200.
11 mil.
$11 mil.
Yes.
And Scoot said 2.4.
$2.5.
$2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
And so, because of the not going over rule, you played it right, Scoot. It's $6.1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go, Chelsea.
I guess I overplayed how poorly it did, but it made half of its money, $3 million on opening weekend.
Oh, wow.
And then over 8 weeks later, it made $3 million more. So the word got out fast on that one. It's got no stars in it. Nobody is nothing interesting about it. It's really weird that it got a big release, but they tried.
You know what's funny? All those guys have dreams and shit.
Right?
That made that movie?
Yeah.
Not like they're sitting there like, man, I made a movie finally. Yeah.
Was that the one with Ice
You know,
Cube?
They're going to hold the failure of the movie against me, I'm sure. Somehow it's my fault now. I gave them a whole segment on my stupid show. Maybe some people will rent it, give them a few more dollars.
I'm definitely going to rent
it. There's some suckers here. There's some people here going, oh, how bad could it be?
Yeah, does anybody else have bad movie night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's going to kill it.
I don't even... there's bad movies I respect more. Let's move on. What is your favorite swear word? No, this next game is called... Whose tagline is it anyway? Yeah. Who won that game? Oh, Scoot won.
Scoot.
Okay.
Yeah, Scoot.
Well, that's perfect. So we'll start with Scoot, and we'll move down to Trey, and then Alex, and then Raul. I'm going to say the tagline from a motion picture, and it could be any motion picture. A theme might emerge, but...
go easy on me.
Especially this first time around, you just got to go with your gut. What movie do you think has this tagline? And if Scoot doesn't get it, it goes to Trey. But Scoot, no audience guesses, please. What movie has the tagline, "Do not attempt this at home"?
Jackass.
Full title.
Man.
I wish it was Jackass Man.
Man, I want it.
It's probably what it's called in Japan.
MTV's Jackass, Johnny Knoxville's Jackass. Jackass. I mean, what called Jackass? It's called Jackass. Jackass the movie.
Jackass
the movie.
Jackass.
Yeah, I figured that out in my head.
It'd be great if you made him go through all that and that's not the answer.
All right, so congrats, Scoot. You're on the board. Start with Trey on this next one.
Jackass the movie.
It's a bold strategy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I got to try anything.
I might do a tagline from the same movie, but that's your final answer?
No.
Okay. When is the last time a movie made you beg for mercy?
Book Club.
Alex?
Oh, Bad Grandpa? Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa?
Raul?
Wait, it's, what is the thing that they said in the movie?
When is the last time a movie made you beg for mercy?
They say that in the movie?
It's a tagline. It's like either on the poster or commercials. Yeah. Or
okay.
The end of a trailer.
Leatherface?
When is the last time a movie made you beg for mercy? I agree. Those movies are pretty terrifying. But Scoot, what do you think it is?
It's got to be Hurricane Heist. Am I way off?
Yeah, it's Jackass number two.
Damn it!
It was way off.
All right, Trey, you got to go first. I hope you understand how this game works.
Yeah, I mean, I do. Yeah, I do. But I'm also me, so here we go.
What movie has the tagline, "All speed, no limit"?
But was it Jackass 2.5?
That was like a video thing they did with scenes that didn't make it into Jackass 2.
So then it wasn't.
Number 2.
So then it wasn't
Jackass
that.
Number 2.
Right.
There's Jackass the movie, then Jackass number 2.
Jackass 3.
This is a tagline from a who knows if it's what movie this is. What's your guess?
Jackass 3.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
Do they have a Jackass
Alex.
3?
It doesn't count if you just sort of talk about the movie, right? You have to say the actual title.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just describe it to you.
Yeah, no, I would like a title.
Okay.
In our spare time, you can describe it to me.
Just a long series of tweets.
Oh my God, it's a thread. It's not even for everyone, it's just for me.
I am going to say Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Okay. Just keep saying that.
If we go through all the movies, it's going to be right at some point.
Raul?
I thought it was all of them.
What?
Like, you're trying to get to a certain Jackass movie?
Come on, Raul, play the game!
No, I just keep hearing Jackass 1, Jackass 2.
You know, like it might help you out hearing those other titles. You never know, though. This one could be a different one. All Speed, No Limit. What movie do you think that applies to?
Speed.
Okay, that's not a bad guess.
No?
Scoot.
Was Raul close, but he didn't get the title?
What?
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, that's not fair. That doesn't seem fair.
I'm going to have to go with one of the Furious Fives or Eight or whatever they're called.
Okay, if it was any of them, I'd accept that answer, of course.
Obviously.
That was the tagline for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, damn it!
Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard, starring Johnny Knoxville.
Damn it.
Trey?
Yeah, man. Fuck.
What movie has the tagline, "Special has been redefined"?
Oh, man.
People in the audience know it already.
And I know it, too.
Listeners know
it. I just can't think of the name of the movie. Fuck me.
That's the hardest part of trivia is coming up with the answer.
I know it's not Book Club. I know that.
Well, you haven't seen it, so you don't know.
No, that's true. I don't. Fair. That's fair, Alex. Thanks for calling me out on that.
Do you have a guess? Like, what would you call the movie you're thinking of if you gave it a name?
Wait, no. Give me the tagline again, please. I'm sorry.
Special has been redefined.
Yeah, it was fucking...
Sure was.
Just say it.
Special Ed.
Okay, that's a great guess. Alex?
You know, I thought a lot about this, and I'm going to have to guess Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Raul.
I am Sam.
Oh, great guess. Great guess. Great guess.
Shit.
Scoot.
I know the movie, but I'm not going to get the title right.
Yeah, you are.
Johnny Knoxville.
You're just going to say it right.
Johnny Knoxville, I may, or Jackass Presents. I don't know what they put on the front of their movies, but it's the one about the Special Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know that.
That's right.
What's it called, though?
Ringers.
It's the Ringer.
You're not... Okay.
What?
That's the answer to your next one, isn't it? Wow.
That was
you got to treat this, Raul, like a game show where you don't just... guess when it's not your turn. Like they all just yell out answers at Wheel of Fortune.
Sorry, man, I really goofed up.
That would be awesome, though. Hey, man, it wasn't even your turn. Yeah, but I knew it. I got it. So okay, so we'll call Scoot the winner of this game.
Seems fair.
Sounds good to me.
I think he is the winner. I also had three times the laughs, three times the stupid, three times the pain.
Oh, that's Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
No, it's Jackass.
Book Club.
Three.
D.
D, that's right. Yeah, okay. Great job, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
This next game, how are we doing on time? Oh, we're doing great on time. Nobody brought any donuts?
Yeah, for real, man. You guys got some great donut shops around here.
I was on sports radio for an hour yesterday. Nobody heard that? Practically all we talked about was throwing donuts. And I was telling the guy, dude, people bring donuts every show and we just throw them. And he was like, that sounds crazy. And I was like, oh, you should come check out the show tomorrow. And I hope he is not here. It was National Donut Day yesterday. Yeah.
Hashtag, I'm aware.
Hashtag National Donut Day. What'd you get for free, Trey?
Oh, I got a glazed cake donut from this shop up in Georgetown that was like, it was a really light cake donut though. You know, it was like half cake, half like Krispy Kreme style, whatever you call that. Fucking delicious. That's what it was.
What part of my question made you think, let's go long form on this answer?
Oh, sorry, man. I just really love sweet cakey shit, so I wanted to get descriptive with it.
I was digging it, man. I was really enjoying that description, but we got to get back to the action.
Oh, all right. My bad.
Yeah, sorry to ask you a question.
Hey, Sam, can I get a vodka soda?
Oh, me too.
Thank you.
Tito's, please.
Yeah.
Tito's and soda for me and Trey. Does anybody else need anything?
I'll have another one.
We'll need some more weed.
No, dude.
I'll
take a beer.
Oh, okay. What kind?
Yeah, I'll take a Bud Light.
Bud Light for Raul. Alex?
I'll take some points in any of the games. Do we have any of those?
No, the staff here, they're great. Make sure you tip them, but they do not give out any points. Trey? Oh, you already ordered.
Yeah, we're good.
Did you need anything, Scoot?
I'll have a water.
All right. Does your wife want something?
Babe, you want anything?
You want anything? Babe?
Maybe she's at the bar just tearing it down right now.
If there was no bar out there, I would laugh so hard. if your wife tore it down. What is she?
Holy shit, babe, you really tore out the bar.
Baby, why'd you do that?
That classic birthday strength. It just takes over.
Fucking birthday strength. What does she do? Is she in the public eye at all, or do you like to keep it private?
We're relatively private. My wife's an actor.
My wife! She was what? You might know her from something?
We did a movie together called Monsters. We got married right after that movie. Thank you. That's something you might have seen her in. But yeah, she's an actor and a screenwriter and a number of things, as well as she tackles two children at home.
Oh, well,
like recreationally?
You know, that's not cool. You shouldn't.
That's awesome.
You shouldn't tackle your children.
Tackles our kids all the time.
How old are these kids?
That's personal.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just worried about brain damage and whatnot. But yeah, keep that to yourself.
They're old enough.
Yeah,
to
it turns
around.
Out their ages are also their names, so it's tough to talk about. When they grow a little older, it'll be fine. Oh, 4 is 7 now.
We really didn't think this through.
That's what weed does for you. You think jokes through. You might think them through too far, but it gets that depth going. And I want to play a round of Last Man Stanton. Now, in this game, I pre-selected an audience member. Just one this time, because apparently you folks aren't that anxious to get a name in this town. Sometimes I have to choose between 7 or 8 tweets, but I think I only got one prior to this show, so that's gonna be our lucky person that I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna go to that person in the audience. You all right, Trey?
Yeah, it's just with one choice. I mean, I wasn't going
to
do that.
Right, you
anyway,
do like but. To be able to throw out if the first person says Benedict Cumberbatch or something like that.
Yeah.
But I have confidence this is going to be a good one.
Right on.
Yeah.
I trust you.
And if it isn't, I can't wait to see you fail.
Thank you.
So we're going to get a name of an actor or an actress. Then we're going to take turns. I play along on this one. Naming movies that person has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. You have one lifeline. You can go to the audience member whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once. And the Scoot won that last game. So we'll go Scoot, Trey, Alex, Raul, and then me. Where is hardly any talc?
Right here.
Right up front. I can't tell from here, but really, hardly any talc? What does that even mean?
You lightly dust the balls?
Hey, ladies, I don't need much talc. Check it out.
No, that's handy information to have here in Austin, man.
Right?
Yeah, it gets humid.
You need that fucking talc.
Yeah, man. I'm liberal with the gold bond when I visit here.
My Twitter handle is just a light caulking. So, why are you called that?
It was from a game of charades. Somebody had to act that out.
Somebody had to act that out in charades, and you and your friends fell out, and you're like, I can't wait to explain this every time I'm interacting with somebody from the Twitterverse. Well, thank you for, do you want real name revealed?
Ian,
okay. He said it with trepidation, so this may or may not be Ian. And what is your suggestion for today's game, sir?
John Goodman?
The great John Goodman.
I'm familiar.
Of the number one hit on television, Roseanne.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a character for you called Hasn't Heard the News in a Few Days.
These are recorded so far in advance.
Can you imagine if we just stepped in it? I mean, nobody would suggest Roseanne because the answer is She-Devil, and that's it. She's been in one movie. But, all right, so we're going to go with the great John Goodman, starting with you. I think you should show off, Scoot, and name a movie that you've been in with John Goodman, if such a movie exists.
Yes, but I'm saving that one.
Okay, save that one.
Okay, you ready?
What if I think of it?
All right, well, then I'm going to use it.
Yeah, right?
Argo.
That's a smart play. Yeah, he's in Argo. Yeah. You're in Argo. Yeah. He's one of the hostages. He's your 11th favorite. How many are there?
There was five or six of us.
I apologize for that insult, though.
It's okay. We were only the plot of the film.
Goodman and Arkin are just sitting waiting for a phone to ring while you guys, your lives are hanging in the balance.
Yeah, they had ideas and stuff.
Don't they almost miss the important call because they went to lunch?
Or something, or yeah. They couldn't get over a set, like a PA was holding them from going into a shot.
Yeah, they couldn't cross the street.
Yeah.
Very suspenseful. All right. Trey, a great movie, though, Oscar-winning movie. Trey?
Yeah. Hey.
The films of John Goodman. He was, remember when he's in that one?
The Babe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Good job.
Thanks.
What do you got, Alex?
I'm going to do Raising Arizona.
Yes. Early Goodman. Very Goodman. Raul, what do you think of the films of John Goodman?
Big Lebowski?
Yeah, dude! Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Donnie! I'm going to go with... I should save a better one for... all the ones I've got, you guys aren't even going to think of. Like, none of you have Blues Brothers 3000. Oh. Did I get the number wrong?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Scoot.
Flight.
Yes. I was thinking of that one. What do you think there, Trey?
I think Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah.
Nicely scooped.
Thank you.
Would you have thought of that if I didn't say
not
that?
Not at all.
I completely erased that from my memory, man.
That's what happens when you get cocky in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're suddenly 1,000 inches shorter. It's a lot of inches. Alex?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
God damn it. All right. Yeah.
Oh, brother, where art thou? Oh, shit. Raul, don't forget, you go to your lifeline.
Oh, okay, cool. It's the name that was on the back, right?
No. Nobody had to guess before the show and write it down on their name tag. No, where's who are you playing for?
It's either Austin or New York. It's hard to tell.
Austin? And he says the
you
Flintstones.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Cool. Raul concurs. That's the Flintstones. So you're still in this, Raul. We're back to Scoot.
Chelsea.
He's going to his lifeline.
Emperor's New Groove.
Whoa, the Emperor's New Groove.
That. What's my answer?
I mean, if she's trying to slip one past me, good job. I think David Spade is in that, but that's all I know. So I'm going to accept it. Trey?
Drew?
Oh, he's going to his lifeline.
Can you help me out, man?
Wow.
Arachnophobia.
Oh, arachnophobia. Yeah. Good job, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
Time out.
That's
time
really out. Good. What do you mean, time out?
Is that... I thought that was...
Turn the mics off.
Commercial break.
I'm not going to argue. I don't know. I thought that was Jeff...
Goldblum?
No.
Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels in Arachnophobia.
No, it's John Goodman.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges was the only one in... You think he was the only one in that movie? Like, there were other people in the movie.
And spiders.
What were they? Yeah.
Jeff Daniels.
I don't know
was,
why I'm
he
even,
was Starman.
Yeah.
There's a whole cast. You've been in movies, you know. There's like a whole cast thing that rolls up after the movies that tells you who was who, and there's usually like 20 of them.
I mean, if I don't see them on set, I assume they're not in the movie.
Yeah, when you go to the premiere, when you're a movie star, Trey, and you go to the premiere, you leave before the credits to get, you know, beat the crowd and get to the after party.
Well, I'm glad I'm not a movie star
so
dickhead like
know.
Some people.
He doesn't know who.
I stay and acknowledge the people that worked on that film.
Listen, James, I mean...
I got a better laugh than you did.
This is what Trey does. I'm sorry, Scoot.
I like Trey.
Okay, good.
I like you too, man. Is that a Windsor knot on the back of that thing?
What? What would give you the thought that that would be a Windsor?
You look like a Windsor guy.
It's a bowling hitch.
All right, all right. I knew there was no way it was a double Windsor.
I just still can't believe I thought they got all the way to 3,000 on the Blues Brothers. I'm devastated by that. Whose turn is it? What's happening?
It's me.
Who cares?
I'm gonna go to Brian on
Alex
stick. What do you got?
He's going to his lifeline.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
I couldn't remember if he was in that
inside
or not. The odds
Llewyn
were very high.
Davis.
But
I mean, yeah, with the Coen brothers, just fucking pick a Coen brothers movie. You got a good shot. But we're back to Raul. He used his lifeline, so he's all on his own now. Maybe something one of us said might have sparked... an answer or a thought. Oh shit, that's right. John Goodman was in.
It just did for me.
Nice.
I got an Independence Day.
You know, I would love to say yes to that. But you're out. The timid game show host. Listen, I want to say that that's right. I really do. Scoot.
I don't know, but I think.
What? You don't know?
I think grit.
What?
See, did you hear
what kind of grit?
No, I was just, that wasn't my answer. I was just saying I have grit.
Oh, you're just saying you have grit.
And my next answer is
good to point out in a competition how much grit you have before continuing.
Man, that guy's been in 1,000 movies. I cannot believe I can't think of...
He's been in 3,000 movies.
Alex, they were right to fire you from that radio station.
That's meaner than anything I've ever said on this show.
They didn't fire him. That's what was funny about it. He laughed when they told him to.
As soon as those checks started rolling in for Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game on the Doug Loves Movie Show.
Oh my God, yes, the resids.
Yeah. I said, I don't need you guys anymore.
Fucking killer.
Man.
Who's it on?
Scoot? Oh, are you...
You're passing?
Scoot's pointing.
I just can't even... You know.
He's been in so many movies.
I know.
He'll come in and be like, I'm going to interrogate you. And everyone's like,
I'm going to throw one out there. Zodiac.
Oh, great possibility. I can't confirm it. So people in the audience are saying no. So
I'm out.
Sorry, dude. Trey?
King Ralph?
Yeah.
Oh, mother.
Wholesome.
Wow. This is, what a story this is. Did you use your lifeline, Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he comes back with another answer?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I don't want to jinx nothing.
All right, so Alex, are you still in this?
Yeah, but this is probably my last
one. This might be it. You got one more, though?
Atomic Blonde.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right, Trey. You got to come up with another one. To be the last man, Stanton.
Oh! Monuments Men.
What? That's right. Do you think it was called The Monuments Men?
That crossed my mind, that it might be called The Monuments Men.
Say it just to cover the our asses Men. With the FCC.
The Monuments Men.
Okay, good.
And by FCC, you mean everybody on Reddit?
Exactamundo.
Word.
What's happening?
I don't...
I know I'm in charge, but I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
This is a weird feeling, right?
No, Alex gets one more guess. He's searching through his mind. He's trying to think. I thought of one more, but I'm sure there's tons more out there. The audience is like dying for you to think of one of them. They're all going to like go crazy if you do. What do you got, Alex?
Hail Caesar.
Oh, don't think he was in that one.
Yeah, I didn't know, but it seemed like a good guess.
The only other one I could think of is he's in that movie Matinee, the Joe Dante movie.
Oh, shit, he's in The Artist. It's too late for me. But
yeah, but what else is he in, you guys?
Monsters, Inc.
Isn't he one of the Jurassic World?
Monsters, Inc. Shut up.
One of the Jurassic Parks?
Maybe. Princess and the Frog. Barton Fink.
Oh, shit.
Barton Fink. Barton Fink.
The Borrowers.
I was holding on to Barton Fink so long, I forgot. Oh.
Oh, shit. All right, so Speed Racer. Speed Racer. Thank
Speed
you.
Racer,
wow.
Yeah.
Not so fast with the answer, but... So Trey's the winner?
Yeah, dude.
Trey's our winner! And now Trey would like to do a monologue from Glengarry Glen Ross.
Shit.
It's the always be closing speech. Here we go. Thank you all you guys for being up here, but let's get Trey's audience member.
Oh, Drew. Yeah, man.
Drew, come get your prizes. Congratulations, Drew. You might need someone to help you out with this stuff. It's a four-bagger.
Yeah, people really contribute a lot.
Wait, what are you doing with this?
Good luck to you. Well, he's got Jason on his shirt. He's completely committed to the Jason lifestyle. All right, good luck with being quiet and then murdering people. Like, Jason's a big guy, but he gets around pretty stealthily. But then once he's murdering you, you're like, oh shit, this this guy's big. How did he sneak up on me? How did that happen? All right, so the rest of you, please pass your name tags down to me so they'll get their like consolation prize there at the end. And starting with Scoot, tell us what you got to plug. Promote yourself. What's coming up, man?
I don't know. I mean, the True Detective thing, I don't know when they'll drop it or if it's at the end of the year or like next summer. I don't really have anything to plug. I know.
That's why we love you. You come down for the fun of it on your wife's birthday, and she's like, no, don't do it. And you're like, oh, but it's so much fun, and I've got nothing to plug.
I'm promoting my wife.
Yeah, my wife!
That's what I'm plugging.
What's her next thing coming out? Does she have a next thing coming out?
Well, she'd kill me if I told you what she's been working on.
Really? It's a secret.
To keep it very secret, yes. But she has been working on the screenplay for some time now that she's trying to keep under hush-hush.
If we guess it correctly, can we...
If you guess it, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Does it start with Blues Brothers and end in 8,000?
It does not.
Is it Citizen Kane 2?
Close.
Where's Chelsea from Manchester by the Chelsea? Right here. You didn't put a shithead on the back.
She was so confident.
But that means that I just thought that she doesn't have anything negative to say about anybody.
Right. You could say negativity is a shithead, but what would you like? Okay. I didn't repeat it out loud because it'll be exciting for the listeners. All right. But thank you so much for being here, Scoot. Scoot McNary, everybody. Me. Trey Gallion, two shows tonight here at Cap City Comedy Club. And then what else is up, buddy?
Yeah, with me and Raul. If any of you guys want to come to that, just let me know and we'll put you on the list.
They got to do is say, hey, Trey, let us in.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. If you guys want to come back for that, that's the code word.
7:30 and 10. And I'm doing... What's that?
You don't do it right now, sir.
Yeah,
he means to approach him later after he's fled from the building.
Yeah, right, man. Don't come in hot, though. I startle easily.
Don't pass him anything lit. Hand him a lighter and the... thing.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll talk to you afterwards, sir. But anybody that's here gets in. If every single one of you wants to come back,
oh, they're gonna kill me.
And the club is gonna be like, well,
just don't get up.
We shouldn't have told you to say that.
Oh, they're gonna kill me. They didn't. I just all right.
You made it up. They didn't even tell you that.
I mean, yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a riot.
Yeah, things can go south in a hurry. I'm just trying to be nice. Whatever.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm going to hug that guy later.
All right, yeah. Give yelling guy a hug. I'm sure the yelling will be better up close. But thanks, dude. Alex Diamond, can you promote your new endeavor?
Sure. If any hospital CFOs...
Oh, man.
Or managers of materials...
I'd be so happy if a hospital CFO listened to this. And reached out to you.
But yeah, you can always follow me on Twitter. It's @AlexD. And it's Doug's in my bio, so must be pretty good.
Right?
Okay. A lot of affirmation on that.
All right. We tried to get it pumped up. Right now, they're just excited about going outside and making Trey give them tickets to the, to the Raul Sanchez show tonight, everybody. Thank you for participating, Raul.
Thank you for having me.
What else you got coming up where people can come see you?
I remember being in San Antonio in July 1st,
Were you playing Ron Funch's favorite club?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, it got to him.
Is that where you're at?
Yeah. No, I'm at the worst one.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh, what club are you at in San Antonio?
Huh?
Which club in San Antonio?
The River Center Improv.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
Yeah,
that place is awesome. And then what else you got coming up?
In between that, I'm going to be doing open mics. trying to get better. You know.
Just kidding. Hey, so if you're listening, just go to a comedy club and Raul might come on. If they pull his name out of a hat. But tonight he's headlining two shows at Camp City Comedy Club. That's the disparity of a comedy career. Is you just go all over the place and do all different amounts of time. But thank you for being here, dude. I appreciate it. One more time for all of my guests: Scoot McNairy, Trey Gallion, Alex Diamond,
thanks,
and Raul Sanchez. Let's see. I had something else I wanted to plug, maybe. No. I didn't write anything down, but you know where to go. DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com.
I wasn't trying to cue you guys.
They were not ready.
And that's why many of you did not participate. Let's do one more just for fun, though. Go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's
DouglasMovies.com.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah. What? I've just been drinking since I got up here. I don't know why I'm coughing suddenly. But I'm really losing it. And we got in just under the wire here for the end of the show. You guys know that as a stoner, I like a timely show. I like a show that runs on time. I like the people who are listening to go, this is going to take about 90 minutes. And then it does, in fact, take about 90 minutes. Thank you to Cap City Comedy Club and for all you guys for being here. I'm sure I'll see you again this year, September at the latest, because I'll be back for Fantastic Fest. And as always, John Grant is a shithead.
Yeah.
That seems really personal. Oh, here's another personal one. Texas Heat is a shithead. People who value their guns over the lives of children and their teachers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eisenhold is viewing prowess makes him funny. There's no room